23 hours.
Antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours. 12:45. And at 18:50, Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio.
LCC demolishes 78 illegal structures along Kafue Road. In African news, Nigerian government raises alarm over triple burden of malnutrition. Good afternoon. It is Sunday, 31st August, 2025, and to present the lunchtime news, my name is Sylvester Kaumba. The Lusaka City Council LCC, working with our state police, has demolished 78 illegal structures in a coordinated night operation along Kafue Road. The exercise, which began at 22 hours on Saturday, 30th August 2025, and continued into the early hours of Sunday, saw 46 unauthorized mobile money booths and 32 makeshift shelters pulled down. LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba has confirmed the development to Kumbon Radio News, saying the move was part of the council's ongoing efforts to restore order, improve public safety, and enhance urban security. Ms. Mwamba says these structures had become known hideouts for criminal elements who were targeting motorists at night, raising serious concerns among commuters and residents. She has explained that the council had issued several enforcement notices before the operation. Ms. Mwamba further says the most recent notices were saved 8 days ago, instructing owners to dismantle the structures and remove their merchandise.
The exercise, which started at 22 hours on Saturday, 30th August 2025, and continued into the early hours of Sunday, 31st August 2025, saw a total of 46 unauthorized mobile money booths and 32 makeshift shelters removed. This operation forms a part of the council's comprehensive strategy to restore order, uphold public safety, and enhance urban security across the city. The structures in question had become unknown hideouts for criminal elements targeting motorists during night hours, raising serious concerns among commuters and residents. Lusaka City Council reiterates its commitment to promoting lawful development and urges all members of the public to seek planning permission and consult the council.
Now, the Masaiti Town Council has expressed a disappointment with some local contractors for failing to deliver quality works on the Constituency Development Fund, the CDF, has supported projects in the district. Director of Engineering at Masaiti Town Council, Liwombela Mulala, disclosed that some local contractors' inability to deliver quality works has been causing delays in the delivery of service to the people in the district. Speaking during an inspection of CDF projects, Mr. Mulala said the conduct of some local contractors has negatively impacted projects' timelines and budgets. He revealed that some of the local contractors lack the capacity to work on projects up to completion. Mr. Mulala has, however, stated that the Phase 2 project for the completion of a Mapalo Clinic Maternity Annex under the 2024 CDF will be awarded to new contractors. He said the imminent completion of a maternity annex in Mapalo Ward in Masaiti District under the Kafulafuta Constituency Development Fund has brought immense joy to the community. He said residents are optimistic that this development will significantly improve healthcare services, especially for expectant mothers and newborn babies once completed. And Mapalo Ward Councillor Clement Machinchi is happy to see that the works on the maternity annex will be completed soon. Mr. Machinchi said the community in Mapalo is growing faster, hence the completion of the maternity annex will help reduce the distances that expectant mothers have to cover to go and give birth in other health facilities. The Rotary Club of Kitwe has a pledge to support a girls' education in the community with a particular focus on providing sanitary pads and skills training. Speaking during the media engagement held in Kitwe, Rotary Club Kitwe President Edwin Sikazwe says the club discovered that many girls in schools were struggling to access sanitary pads, which was affecting their attendance. Mr. Sikazwe says the club realized that this need was widespread across many schools and decided to find a more sustainable solution. He explains that the club trained girls in sanitary hygiene and equipped them with the knowledge to keep themselves clean. Mr. Sikazwe also revealed that the club raised approximately 28,000 kwacha, which was used to purchase sewing machines that were distributed to schools. Mukushi District Council Chairperson Melson Chilemu says our government will continue creating an enabling environment for more businesses in the district, aiming to diversify the economic activities beyond farming. Speaking during the official opening of Mobile Champion, Mr. Chilemu emphasized that while Mukushi is predominantly a farming area, there is a need to intensify other sectors such as mining, forestry and various business ventures. He noted that the local authority is committed to supporting investments that will boost economic activities and create more opportunities for residents. Mr. Chilemu stressed that diversifying the district's economy is crucial for sustainable development and long-term growth.